This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Sunday was a big day at the Port of Baltimore, which welcomed its first container ship since the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapsed last month. The ship squeaked in through a temporary 35-foot-deep channel that opened up at the end of last week, mostly, it should be said, to let ships that had been stuck in port out. But even the relative trickle of incoming traffic is a bright spot for the thousands of workers and dozens of small businesses that move cargo in, out, and around the Port of Baltimore. Marketplace's Amy Scott spent some time on the ground to see how it's been going.
Inside an 80,000-square-foot warehouse in Baltimore, a young man unloads boxes of canned albacore tuna from the back of a truck and stacks them on a pallet. Next, the pallet will get wrapped in stretchy plastic and whisked away on a forklift to be stacked among food from China, Europe, and South America.
We have lemon juice. We have banana chips. A lot of olives.
Sue Monahan founded Baltimore International Warehousing and Transportation in 1987. Today, she has four warehouses and 70 employees. And before the Key Bridge collapsed last month, she says most of this cargo would have come in on container ships through the Port of Baltimore, just 10 minutes away. Now it's arriving at the Port of Norfolk, Virginia, several hours to the south, or in New York, to the north.
So other truckers are bringing it to the warehouse where normally we would take it in. Our own trucks would pick it up. So we lose out on that revenue.
After the bridge collapsed, Monahan still had some containers to pick up at the port. But with no more coming in, she had to lay off most of her drivers. She left it to HR manager Kristen Perrin to have those conversations.
They were difficult. A lot of them were understanding, like they expected it. They knew it would be coming. But it's probably the worst part of my job.
But a few weeks later, Monahan says the state approved the company for a worker retention grant.
Which will allow us to keep the drivers employed, even when we don't have a full day for them. They don't have to collect unemployment, which is not enough money for them to live on. So we'll be able to at least keep them employed, we think, until the cargo returns to Baltimore.
And in the meantime, they've done the paperwork and permitting so their own drivers can pick up and deliver at the ports of Norfolk and Philadelphia. Monahan was able to call all of her 16 staff drivers back.
There's a map of where all the drivers are.
In the dispatch office, a large screen shows each driver's location on a map. A week earlier, it would have been mostly empty. But now, several names with their truck numbers are moving throughout the region, tracked by GPS.
And you can see there's some drivers in Norfolk, some coming back from Norfolk. We have drivers up in Pennsylvania, New Jersey. They don't like to be tracked, but I love it.
In the early afternoon, one of those drivers pulls into the yard. How's it going?
How you doing?
Laquan Jefferson has just returned from delivering an empty container to Norfolk. He's been driving with the company for 8 years and says the last couple weeks were tough.
When you get that phone call saying, sorry, we're going to have to let you go, and you got children and bills and everything to pay, you get worried about certain things, but luckily, they called me back.
He's still getting used to the long drive. He started his day at 3 a.m., and it took him 4.5 hours going down to Virginia.
Coming back, it depends on what time you leave. Friday took me 6.5 hours to get home. And I like to drive, but I don't like to sit.
Still, he'd rather sit in traffic than at home not getting paid.
There's really no choice, so, you know, if you want to work. But it's a nice little ride.
One he probably won't have to do much longer. The Army Corps of Engineers plans to reopen the port's main shipping channel by the end of May. But Sue Monahan says that won't mean business as usual.
Vessels still won't come to Baltimore because the steamship lines are not booking cargo to Baltimore until the channel opens. So I think it's going to be another month and a half, before those ships come back to Baltimore.
This has all been pretty instructive for her daughter, Shannon, who wants to take over the business someday.
She's getting quite an education.
Yeah, you still want to take it over after this?
Shannon Monahan says, yeah,
We're still here. We're still going. All of our trucks are here now and moving.
Now they're hoping their customers will stick with them until business does get back to normal. In Baltimore, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.